This is the story of the one. Who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program, and it is, of course, Veterans Day. So today we honor all of our veterans, and there'll be a variety of different observances happening across the South Coast. We'll get you up to date with all of that. Also, if there is a veteran you would like to call in and thank and mention by name during the course of the morning, that is very welcome at 508-996-0500. Also, you can leave it on an app chat message on the WBSM app. You can also send it via open line voicemail if you'd like to record it. And then not only that, but you'll have it in a podcast form later on when the podcast is released. And you can send that to the veteran that you were thanking, whether, you know, if somebody who is still with us. And I know that there's kind of some particular decorum when it comes to the Veterans Day. You know, Veterans Day, from all of my understanding, is the day we thank living veterans. Memorial Day is to memorialize those who have fallen. But I think, you know, you're more than welcome to mention any veteran here on the program this morning, whether they're still with us or not, because sometimes, you know, they've just passed on, not necessarily because they made the ultimate sacrifice, but because of, you know, natural causes, old age, other things. And so with that in mind, you know, I'd like to recognize my grandfather, Irving Weisberg, who fought in World War II, would not talk about it very much. But when he did, you know, you stopped and you listened. You listened to the stories that he told because, again, he didn't talk about it much. So you knew it had to have been something powerful that he wanted to bring up and mention, but also, you wanted him to feel like that was still appreciated, even though we were talking 50 years later at that time when I was growing up. So, but he was someone who did not want to make a big deal out of his service. He had his uniform still downstairs, locked away in a cabinet. He had his Purple Heart and other medals kind of locked away. Didn't let anybody know that he had them. But he was someone who, again, when he told those stories, you stopped and you listened. So we're going to let you call in and thank any veteran, still with us or not. We can also talk about some of the things that went on over the weekend. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Hopefully you had a relaxing one, because we had a pretty stressful week. So I made it a point to try to relax. I went home Friday night, watched a little TV, went to bed early and slept late, and then went to Stevie's for the tasting event that they had. And then after that, went home and fell asleep, woke up late the next day, kind of just relaxed, watched some movies, some TV, did a little work. But this is the time of year, this is like the brief respite for me anyway, because October is so busy for me. This is the brief respite for me before the holidays start. And so I want to make sure I get a few days off here and there where I can. Because I'm sure you're already, if you haven't already done it, you're already out there doing your holiday shopping. I was talking with my brother the other day about Black Friday. I forget if we're off this year or not on Black. I'll have to look. But we were talking anyway about, like, if we need anything that's worth getting up and going out early on Black Friday for. And I said, you know, so the only thing I would ever get up and go out that early for is a television with some of the deals they have. And they don't even sell out of those anymore. They do the deals online. They start them on Thanksgiving night, where you can order it on Thanksgiving night at 6 p.m. and pick it up anytime the next day. Like, there's no need to get all worked up about it anymore. I think one time I went out and did Black Friday shopping. And just, it wasn't even that I was looking to get anything. I just wanted to go out and see what the experience was. And it was remarkably low-key. But this was already at the point where, you know, they had the online era, where the Black Friday sales start on Monday of that week. But what I was like, the only thing I would get up and go out for is a TV, if I needed a new TV, which I don't, you know, knock on Formica, mine's still doing pretty well. But you also see some of these bigger TVs that are out there, and the prices have dropped. I was like, I got a 60-inch, but a 75-inch would look pretty good. An 80-inch would look pretty good. And you can get these things for $300. But is it worth, if it's $250 for Black Friday, is it worth getting up early, hoping that when you get to the store, they still have them? Like, fighting your way through the crowds, carrying that thing back to the car. Like, is that something that you think is necessary to save $50? I mean, I get it. Every $50 helps. But I also think that having a morning off is beneficial too. There's also something to be said for going out and not knowing what you're looking for and kind of just wandering around. Because, yeah, let everybody else go and run toward the TVs and the video game systems, and whatever else they're trying to buy that's the big ticket items. I'll just wander around and see what other things are on sale. And I might not walk out of there with any gifts for anybody, but at least I got a story to tell. So again, I don't know if we are working Black Friday. I have to take a look at the company calendar. And if we aren't, I don't know that I'm going to wake up early if I don't have to. I don't know that I'm going to go to a store if I don't have to. I can get all the gifts I need to give people in one shot. That's basically what I do. I wait till like the 23rd and I do all my shopping in one spot. I'm Uncle Gift Card to all my nieces and nephews. My son never wants anything in particular. So I usually just get him a gift card, an Amazon card, something like that. And then my parents get them the same thing every year. I always get them a Lowe's card because they always need to do something at the house. And they live closest to Lowe's. I keep saying every year, like, do you not need a Lowe's card? Do you not need it? And then my mom will be like, no, we're going to do this. No, we're going to do this. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's what home ownership is. Never-ending series of projects. I'm glad I'm a renter then. So today, you've got your opportunity to get out and honor veterans with a variety of different events that are happening. And pretty much every parade, every ceremony that's happening either starts at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. So here in New Bedford, which I think a lot of folks come to this event, they're going to have the parade at 11 a.m. starting at Buttonwood Park at the intersection of Rockdale and Union Street. And it'll march to the reviewing stand in front of the library. And there will be a presentation, a ceremony after that. And it looks like, by the way, that the wet weather, the rain should clear up before that. So before all of these events take place, the rain should stop. But it will be a little bit wet out there still on the streets. So if you're going to be standing outside and, you know, watching the parade, just keep in mind there might be a lot of puddles. You're going to want to keep some space between you and any vehicles coming through in the parade so you don't get splashed with any water that's in the street. But yes, New Bedford at 11 a.m. starting at Buttonwood Park. Here in Fairhaven, the annual parade will begin at 10 a.m. on Main Street from Benoit Square south to Fairhaven High School. And then they'll have a ceremony at the high school, including raising the big flag in front of the school. Fall River, there starts at noon. And that's a key point because a lot of folks like to go to multiple. And so the parade and ceremony in Fall River starting at noon gives you that opportunity. You know, if you go to something at 10 a.m., you can probably still get to Fall River in time for noon. They're going to have the ceremony at the War Veterans Monument in Upper Kennedy Park, and then the parade will step off at 1 p.m. from Kennedy Park. Acushnet starts at 10 a.m. It's going to have its first ever Veterans Day parade starting at the Town Hall. And it will end at Veterans Memorial Park for a ceremony. Dartmouth has its ceremony at 11 a.m. at the Memorial Grove. Marion, 11 a.m., Old Landing Veterans Park on Front Street. Mattapoisett, 11 a.m. at the Tri-Town Veterans Office. I'm sorry, the Old Hammondtown School. Middleborough is having a veterans breakfast with the Boy Scouts from 8 to 10 at St. Isidore Parish Hall on Oak Street. And then at 10 a.m., the parade will take place downtown and end at the Town Hall. Swansea, 10 a.m. at the Swansea Veterans Memorial Green. Somerset has a breakfast and ceremony 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Congregational Christian Church of Somerset. Westport, 10 a.m. on Main Road at the Veterans Monument in the Veterans Sections of Beech Grove Cemetery. And Wareham is having their parade start at 10 a.m. At Bessie Park. So we'll go through those a couple times during the course of the morning. But basically, you know, 10 a.m. is the target time in most communities. So if you plan on taking part in multiple events, you know, you can see a 10 a.m. parade in your town and get to 1 p.m. in Fall River. And then, of course, there are numerous places that are offering different benefits and deals and free meals and such for veterans today. My friend Corey down in Plymouth, Corey Drees, great guy. Last year we featured a story on him about how he was buying meals for veterans at the Ocho's Cafe where he works. And, you know, I had never heard of this guy before. So I see this and I'm like, oh, is this a gimmick to get people to come into the restaurant? And I talked to him and I realized and I heard his story and I was like, this is a young man who really does have a deep appreciation for veterans. He wanted to serve himself, but he couldn't due to mental health issues. And so he's always finding ways to give back. And so one of the ways that he does that now is on Veterans Day, any veteran that goes and sits in his section at Ocho's Cafe in Plymouth at Colony Place, you go in and you ask for Corey, he's going to buy your entree. He's going to buy your meal for you. And he said last year he spent over $3,000 buying entrees for veterans. And he gets donations now from folks who want to help out with this cause. And anything that he makes over what it costs him to purchase all these meals, he then goes out and buys different items that veterans would need, homeless veterans would need, and brings them to the facility in Brockton. So if you go there today, even if you're not a veteran, even if you don't have a veteran in your party, you can give Corey a donation. We also have the story at WBSM.com and on the app where you can Venmo him a donation too. And that will go directly toward helping veterans, whether it be buying their meal or in some of the ways that he takes care of them with the things that he drops off at the VA. So there's a lot of ways that you can help. But the easiest thing you can do is just thank a veteran. And that's, we're going to have the phone lines open for that. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails as well on the WBSM app. Why don't I take a break here? Again, 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. And we have a lot of, you know, we've had a lot of kind of tension. Not just because of the election, but in general. We have a lot of kind of people living on edge. And part of it is driven by virtual insanity. It's people that are getting worked up about things that they read about online that might not even be true. And that's, you know, I don't know if that's what Jamiroquai had in mind when that song came out over 25 years ago. But that's kind of where a lot of our anxieties come from. It's from things that we read online, things that we see on social media, things that we see on television that may or may not be true, or that may just be getting amped up to get us amped up. And there's a lot of that going around now. I see a lot of blue checkmark people on Twitter retweeting things regarding the election that I'm like, well, that's probably not true. That can't be true. But there are no real guardrails in place except for, you know, community notes. But if you go and put in community notes about something not being true, somebody who wants to believe that or wants people to believe that comes in and argues that point. So what we're seeing now is certainly when it came to Twitter prior to Elon Musk's purchase of it, you know, the blue check mark required verification. Not anybody could get one. You had to have a reason for having one, and you had to have somebody research it and make sure that you were worthy of it. Now you get one just by paying $14 a month or whatever it is. And not everybody is savvy enough to realize that the blue check mark doesn't mean that you can trust that person anymore. So I've seen a lot of garbage floating around and a lot of people getting worked up over that garbage. And it's on both sides. In fact, you know, now there is, it's a fair question to ask in that if, you know, Donald Trump took all of these swing states, but that there were a lot of down ballot Democrats that won their races, does that mean that people went in there and voted Democrat except for at the top of the ticket? And if so, why? And that's a valid question to ask if you're looking forward to the future and trying to figure out, well, what went wrong here? That you would have to assume the people that would have voted Democrat instead voted for Donald Trump. Was it a matter of they didn't like the current administration, the current policies? Was it a matter of they wanted to see something change? So these are questions that you want to ask as you're going forward that instead has kind of popped up into a new conspiracy theory of, well, there must be something fishy going on with the votes. And I get it. Like, I joked on Wednesday morning, you know, that I was going to say that the election was rigged because I had just as much proof that Donald Trump had that the election was rigged. But that was, you know, tongue in cheek. There are people that are seriously, like, arguing about this and seriously freaking out about this. And I haven't seen anything. Except for those numbers, which I would assume, you know, my first thought would be, well, why didn't they just like the presidential candidate? But now there's these theories that Elon Musk's Starlink was hooked up to some of the voting machines. Haven't seen any proof of that, but this is what happens in this echo chamber of social media where somebody says something and people are so upset, they want to believe it. And to all the people who have been saying for 4 years, I don't understand how people can think that there was massive voter fraud in the 2020 election. How can people believe those election lies? Well, some of you are starting to fall for that again. I mean, I'll put out the caveat that I could be wrong and that it might be true, but I haven't seen anything. The same way I never saw anything in 2020. So I think we're getting the angst that people feel manifesting in ways that just don't make sense. I'm going to stick to using Twitter, and I'm not going to call it X. I'm going to stick to using Twitter for, like, during sports games. Although I didn't watch the Patriots or the Celtics yesterday. Just wasn't in the mood for sports. I had too much going on that I was trying to do around what I was doing. But that's what I'm going to stick to using it for, because otherwise it's just a rabbit hole of maddening and frustrating content that just makes me want to delete my account every time I go through it. App chat, open line voicemails, and the WBSM app. If you want to call in and thank a veteran, phone lines are open for that. Again, there's a number of ceremonies going on across the South Coast, most of them kicking off at 10 a.m. There are some veterans breakfasts that are happening earlier than that. And I always, as someone who, you know, has done breakfast functions in the past when I was, you know, working in the restaurant business and did catering, I think most people understand when you go to something like that, you know, the food isn't always great, right? Like it's good enough, but the point isn't to go out to breakfast and have breakfast. It's to go out and support the veterans and honor the veterans who were there. Yeah, you're probably going to get those scrambled eggs that come in a bag. You're probably going to get some limp bacon when you like it crispy. But it's about the company, not about the food. I used to do breakfasts at the Elks Club for a fundraiser for my son's school with the PTA. And we would just do pancake breakfasts because we're like, pancakes are quick, easy. You can do a whole bunch of them at one time. People won't complain. They know what they're getting. They know that when they come in, they're getting pancakes, bacon, sausage. You start getting into eggs. People are like, oh, why do you only have scrambled eggs? Or why can't I have an omelet? Like, listen, these scrambled, it's just liquid eggs in a bag. You put on a hot grill and scramble up. Or you make it in a hotel pan. Like, we don't have any control over. There's no eggs back there I can crack to make you over medium or poached or whatever. A pancake breakfast, it's easy. Just make pancakes, put them out there. You want to get fancy? You can do some chocolate chips, some blueberry. Oh, you got a little three-year-old kid? All right, I'll make you a Mickey Mouse pancake, sure. But pancake breakfasts were always the easiest. But people still found a way to complain. They wanted them more well done. They wanted them less well done. They soaked up too much of the syrup. The bacon should be crispy. The bacon should be limp. Why are there sausage links and not sausage patties? It's a fundraiser, people. You paid $4 to come in here and have all the pancakes you can eat. And by the way, really all you can eat pancakes should only be like two. We used to call them lead pipes at the diner. We'd say, oh, I need a full stack of lead pipes, because that's how they would sit in your stomach. Pancakes are very heavy. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails open on the WBSM app. Let me take my next break here, and we'll be back in a few moments. Sometimes days pass and this emptiness fills my heart when I want to run away. I drive off in my car. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Demon Seedhead.
Ha, how you doing?
Good. Good. I'm not going on my vacation, and they didn't penalize me when I canceled it yesterday.
Oh, how come you decided not to?
You know, when I left the store, I kind of felt it when I left the house yesterday. There's something going on with my front end. It's not the ball joints because there's no clanking, but it could be the control arm or it could be the tie rod because there's just that this particular noise that's there. And I'm like, you know, this isn't, not good to be driving with it like that. And an Uber would have been cheap, only $120, but really that would be my front end money coming, going and coming back.
Oh yeah. You could probably rent a car easier than paying for an Uber to get down there and back.
Yeah, right. But
midweek car rentals, you can get those for like $40 a day.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. Well, it's done anyways. And I'm just so glad. They were so good. They worked with me. And you know I wanted to go there today because the 11th is Veterans Day. My husband was in the Vietnam War. And that was his favorite place. And I wanted to go sit at his machine. Like I said, just kind of having my closure. But that's okay. It is what it is. And then I opened up my insurance, my Blue Cross Blue Shield, is automatically changing me to this Postal Service health benefit. And I'm like, what? And they want me to pay $380 a month. It's bad enough I'm paying $350, but now they want me to pay $380. I don't even know what's in this. I don't know if I'm having the two or I got to pay for both. I have no idea. They sent me one page and a half. And it starts today, which is a holiday. Can't get a hold of them. And it ends on December 9th. They're automatically doing this. I don't know if they think I'm 65 or I don't know. I'm just so confused and so lost, and I'm so stressed out about that. I get so
I wouldn't stress about it. You'll get somebody on the phone tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll just have to wait all day because I'm sure a lot of people are calling right now.
I bet you they'll help you figure it all out pretty easily.
Oh, I hope so, because I'm so upset, though. How can I afford that? Like, oh, my God. And I got to get a hold of them anyway, because they say they're only taking $326 out of me, and when they're taking $350 a month, so I need that for my taxes. But I got my little carry bag with the wheels. It was $49, $50, might as well say plus tax. But I love it, so it'll be there, ready for me. I might use it bringing groceries up that are too heavy.
Well, there you go.
And the Burlington was a mess. They only had two people working. The line was like 25 deep. I couldn't stay in it, so it was just horrendous.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, I was there.
Bad for them.
I was there on. Actually, I think I went over there. Yeah, I went over there Saturday. Afterwards, I popped in. And
oh, you were there the same day then. I was there till 5.
I think I went later than that because I came over after I left Stevie's. I came over to the 99, had dinner, and then came in here and set up everything for Monday morning, and then went over to Marshall's in Burlington.
I was going to go next door to Marshall's, but I was so tired and so hungry. And you know what's so funny? I was going to go to the 99 because I really want steak tips, but I've never found a good one. I haven't eaten that one yet. But I ended up going to Wendy's. I finally got a cheeseburger.
I like the steak tips over at 99, but it was prime rib weekend over there, so they have a very good prime rib, so I had their prime rib.
Oh, no kidding. I should have went on my hunch, and then I would have saw you again. But then it would have been like, I'm stalking you.
Nah, then I had my prime rib, and it was like $35 for the meal, and I ate half the prime rib, half the potato. I ate all the broccoli. But then I was like, you know what? That's enough. And I took the rest home and I had that for dinner on Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, I got a double cheeseburger and a baked potato plain. And I just finished that last night.
There you go.
But I want to say to all the veterans out there, welcome home from previous wars to today's wars. And my husband, taught me that. They like being, thank you for your service. But he said what they really like to hear is welcome home. And don't question why, like my husband used to. Why did I make it and my buddies didn't? And, the only thing I ever got to say to him is it's just out of your control. in your home, and you got to just honor them. I went to the Wareham Moving Wall. I etched his. He went to D.C. a long time ago, but he said the wall was so big he couldn't find their name. So I went to the Moving Wall in Wareham. I bought him a shirt, and I got his buddy's name and other names that didn't never came to him. And then as he got older, these names were coming back. So I got him all, and he got in touch with their families. He said, this is the best thing you ever could have done for me, Sketty. He got in contact. So the last 4 years of his life, it started bothering him, the Warren, like I say, the names. And But going to the Moving Wall back then was something. I still have his shirt. I don't know what to do with it, though. It's not doing me any good hanging some living veteran.
Well, maybe you should bring it down to like the Veterans Transition House and see if they know somebody that would like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Your friends over at the Kendrick House. Someone over there might like it.
Yeah. I don't think that'd be a good fit for them.
No.
But yeah, the Kendrick House, they're going to do a Christmas thing too. I've got to find a buddy to buy for. But yeah, so I just wanted to say that to all the veterans out there.
Well, I don't know if you're going to Plymouth at all today, but if you do, you could stop by Ocho's Cafe and say hi to Corey, who's buying meals for all the veterans.
I know. I almost, when you were talking about that, I almost was thinking about it, but then I'm thinking about the front end, and I'm like, yeah, no, holidays, not a good day if the car goes berserk. My mechanic's down here at Church's muffler and brakes.
Well, hopefully it's nothing too serious.
Well, it will be what it will be.
My car was making a horrible noise in the front end over the summer, and I was like, oh, this is going to cost me a fortune, and it turns out it was just the stupid plastic thing on the bottom cracked like it had. I guess what happened is I parked in Fall River one day when I went to Miss Lizzie's Coffee, and somebody had hit my car and I didn't realize it. Like, they backed into my car and then they had dented the front of my car. So I was like, how did this happen? I didn't realize it till the next day. And then I was like, well, the only time my car has been around where anybody would have dented it was at Miss Lizzie's. So it must have been somebody parked on the street. And then I popped out, you know, because it's just plastic. I popped that out. But then it turns out the plastic underneath cracked, and then it started coming down, and it was making a horrible noise when it was driving. I thought the whole car was going to fall apart. It's just a stupid piece of plastic I ripped off.
Well, you know what? I need an oil change. I'm like 100 miles away from an oil change. So when I go there tomorrow, I'll just say, while it's up, can you please see, you know, just scope it out.
All right.
So the money, I'll just use the money that I was going to take, and that would go into the car, and so be it.
Yeah, see, the universe shakes it all up for you. Likewise.
It was really nice seeing you Saturday. Boy, I can't believe how many vendors came there. That was really something. I enjoyed it.
That's why they do such a great job over there. I'm going to hold you there because I got another caller here. But you have a good day.
You too, kiddo. Bye-bye.
And let me take this call real quick before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning.
How you doing?
Not bad. How you doing? All right?
Doing all right.
Very good. Good to hear. You know, I was listening to an interview, Gene Bella, Cynthia, and Mayor Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And it is displeasure because Donald Trump says he's going to put an end to the federal funding of the wind energy. He's going to do away with it. And the amount of jobs that are created went on and on and on. But let me just say, and this was reported in Providence radio station, Gene's morning show, $2.4 billion that Eversource announced they lost in wind power energy in the state of New York. And the mayor also told Gene Bellicente about the jobs that are going to be lost. And most of those jobs are people from California, Florida, Alabama, and even from overseas coming over here. So it's not a heck of a lot of jobs that were created.
Part of that is for now, because we don't have the people here that are trained in those things yet, but we have the programs now, like at BCC, that are training people to eventually be the ones to hold those jobs. Right now, we have to bring them in from other places because we don't have them here.
Well,
but we're training folks here.
Eversource has got a $2.4 billion loss because of the wind turbine, the whole wind energy. But the mayor's not concerned about us getting cheaper electricity from hydropower there from Niagara Falls that we can get more than half on our electric bill. He's not concerned about that. He's not concerned about the pipeline from Canada coming here so we can get natural gas prices cheaper. He's not concerned about having more oil and refineries, because a lot of our refineries are old and the Democratic Party didn't want to have licenses and permits. We need to have more refineries, but the mayor doesn't talk about that. This big boondoggle. Let me ask you a question. You and Phil Devitt, he told Gene Bellicenti that the city is benefiting a lot from it. How much money have we made so far from this wind energy project? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Can you guys get on top of that?
I'm sure
because,
we won't.
New Bedford Light ain't giving me anything. I hope you can get on there. I want to know how much money we've made so far. Because he's talking about how much money the city's made from this wind power. And right. I want to know exactly how much that is.
All right. Now you have a good day.
All right, Tim.
Take it easy. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right.